Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Everything Home Talk Show and Podcast Special Segment. Satisfaction for your soul. Profound quotes that inspire. Stories to motivate and make you think. Important ideas. Voices of hope and logic. Opinions of people you need to hear from. Funny stuff.
Lenders facing challenges navigating the Small Business Administration's $347 billion loan program. This, as new polling suggests, one in four small businesses are less than 2 months away from financial collapse. Here to help explain the loan program is Gene Marks. Gene Marks is a certified public accountant with the Marks Group. Gene, thank you for being here. Let's jump right in. I know that you have been flooded with questions since our last interview. If you could, what are the most popular or common questions you've been receiving, and give us the answers if you could?
Sure thing, Arthel. The first answer is a little bit of a longer one because it is the most important one. The biggest question I'm getting is, what are my options as a small business owner? If you are running a small business, or a family member, or you have a friend running a small business, if you're an independent contractor, if you're a sole proprietor, if you're an individual that just has their own business, you have two options, Arthel. The first is you can get a loan from the SBA. They're called Economic Injury Disaster Loans. You get that at SBA.gov. It is just a loan, but it is a long-term loan. Very low interest, 30 years. You can borrow up to $2 million, and the SBA will advance you money. That's your first option. The second option is what's called the Paycheck Protection Program. It's under the CARES Act. You do not go to the SBA for this. You must go to a banker. Any bank that's FDIC insured can provide those loans for you, but I recommend you go to an SBA member bank because they're more familiar with the process. Those loans, Arthel, they're based on a formula, based on your payroll, but you can borrow up to $10 million. And what's very important about this is that the government will forgive the loans for up to 2 months during a period of time based on your payroll, your rent, and your utilities. So in effect, it's free money from the government. So when people ask me what options that they have, those are your two biggest options: the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, SBA.gov, or the Paycheck Protection Program from any banker, particularly an SBA banker.
And Gene, thank you for pointing all of that out. But I understand there are steps, so many steps to be taken, and that it's creating some confusion for a lot of people. And if you were asked to sort this out, how can the SBA loan process be simplified, Gene?
Sure. Well, first of all, if you're applying for the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, those loans themselves are fairly simple to go through. It's an online application that you can fill out. But what you're alluding to is all the confusion around the Paycheck Protection Loans. And the reason why is because the SBA has given guidelines to all of the banks, but unfortunately, the guidelines were not complete, and there were a lot of questions around them. Your goal is to align yourself with a good banker. You can go to the search engine on the SBA's website, or you can Google for an SBA lender near you, because it's the bankers that are getting the first information about it. Now, on the SBA's website, there's also a sample loan application that you can look at. All the bankers are using this loan application, so you'll know in advance the kind of information that you're going to be asked for, like payroll and justification of certain other costs. But it's just imperative that you work with a banker who can advise you through the process.
So, Gene, after I apply for the loan, how long does it take to get a payout, and how do I get that money?
So that is the second biggest question that I get, other than what are my options. Right now, we're telling our clients that you're going to have to wait probably about 1 to 2 weeks to see the money. Now, the government might tell you different, but the banking system and the SBA has been inundated with applications. The SBA does about 60,000 loans a year, and there have been tens of thousands of applications submitted just this weekend. So it's overwhelming the system. You have to be a little patient.
People are worried. Is there enough money to go around?
Right now, the fund is at $350 billion. The government is projecting that that fund, based on current applications, will be gone by the beginning of June. So it's going to be imperative. It's going to be back on the shoulders of Congress and the president to approve more money to replenish that fund. So we're telling our clients, and if you're listening to this, get on your horse now. Whether or not you think you might not need the money for a month or two, start the application process now because it's first come, first serve.
Is it clear, Gene? Are there restrictions on how the people can use the money if they go through either, you know, the SBA loan, for instance? Because, I mean, what if you say, you know, they want to keep the building up, the space up and running, the electricity going, and maybe they just have enough to do that and maybe not to retain all of their employees. How does that work?
Correct. So the key thing is for the Paycheck Protection Program. That's under the CARES Act. That's the loan that you get through your banker. Now, that amount of money is based on your payroll. The forgiveness is going to be based on, the payroll that you pay during an 8-week period of time. But the government wants you to rehire your employees back. So if you've let anybody go between February 15th and April 26th, the expectation is that you will have them rehired by June 30 if you want to get the maximum forgiveness of the loan amounts that have been given to you. If you don't rehire all your employees by then, you will still get some forgiveness. You'll still get some of that free money, but it will be less because there are incentives based on the formula for you to bring everybody back by June 30th. So there are restrictions. Other restrictions, right. You'd have to talk to your banker, but there's restrictions on the amount of payroll that you pay as well. There's also restrictions on certain types of expenses that you can include, but they're kind of detailed, Arthel. So my best advice is to go to your banker and make sure you're familiar with them.
Indeed. Gene Marks, thank you so much. I'm sorry for the delay and stepping on each other, but you're incredible. Thank you so much, Gene Marks.
Thanks, Eric. And Arthel, one final thing. If you have questions, if you people want to send me questions on Twitter, I'm at Gene Marks, and I'm happy to answer questions. I've been doing that all week.
I know you've been. I know you've been answering questions. We thank you so much for that. At Gene Marks, everybody. He's asking for it. He's willing to help. Thank you.
To listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.